FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A probe is underway into the deaths of 78 miners that have been pulled from the Stilfontein mine in the northwest. This as a cage with rescue experts has been sent down to the disused shaft 11 to check if there are any more illegal miners underground. The NAD joins Operation Valamgodi has been on a rescue mission since Monday. National Police spokesperson Atlenda Mathe says a total of 1,907 miners have resurfaced since the 12th of August.
Margaret Shaft was 1,437 plus the additional seven that have resurfaced in the last 2 days. We have Baffles 11 Shaft, 365. Baffles 10, 103. In terms of nationalities, we have Mozambicans, 1,125 that have been arrested. Zimbabweans, we are standing at 465. Lesotho nationals, 200. South Africans, 26. We have Malawians, 1. Congolese, 1.
She says the identification of the deceased miners is underway. Detectives have zeroed in on an alleged hitman linked to the killing of a policewoman in Umzimkulu. The 36-year-old was arrested yesterday in Mpolweni near Pietermaritzburg. He is set to join Sergeant Nokozo Ngiti in court. The officer was arrested in November on suspicion he had his fiancée, Sergeant Ntombi Mbanjwa, killed. The Hawks' Simpiwe Mhlongo says Mbanjwa was shot last April while at home alone. The two officers were both stationed at the Umzimkulu police station.
Apparently, Sergeant Ntokozo Ngiti hired this man to do his dirty work, and there are more suspects to be arrested in this matter.
Teams are preparing to recover a transformer that was dropped when a truck overturned on the N3 near Van Rienen. The horse and trailer of the abnormal load vehicle were cleared from the road last night. All lanes towards Durban have now been closed while teams set up to recover the transformer. Tanya Dugra of the N3 toll concession says specialized heavy-duty cranes have been brought in for the massive task.
The entire southbound carriageway of the N3 toll route in the area is now closed and traffic is being accommodated via stop and go on a single northbound lane. Road users should expect extensive delays on Van Rienen Pass for an extended period. N3TC appeals to all motorists to please continue to approach the area with extra caution and to pay careful attention to advance warnings and to follow the instructions of law enforcement officials. Motorists are also warned that a total road closure will be implemented during the recovery.
It's understood the transformer was being transported to Eskom in Johannesburg. And according to the Road Traffic Inspectorate, the abnormal load truck had a similar incident in Wienen in December, losing its load. It had been fixed and kept in Ladysmith before yesterday's crash. The top story, a probe is underway into the deaths of 78 miners that have been pulled from the Stilfontein mine in the northwest. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bet Sharks have it all to do in Bordeaux this weekend in the Champions Cup. Ruben Amorim hoping that his United side can show a little bit more edge tonight against Southampton in the Premier League. And Yannick Sinner drops a set but marches on at the French Open.